DW.
Empezamos con un calentamiento. ¿Sí? Vamos. Vamos, ponemos música.
Dancer Vanya Macias and her students hit the dance floor for another session at her studio in central Lima. The boys are dressed in brightly coloured vests, shorts, hoodies and high-top trainers. Most of them are in their early 20s, but 39-year-old Vanya is well able to keep up. The young dancers seek out her approval as they try and perfect the tricky steps. 13 years ago, Vanya set up these dance schools to try and bridge the gap between Peru's rich and poor.
I come from a background where I had education, I had private education, I had everything I needed. Actually, in order to go to school, I had a chauffeur, I had a person that took me. And that's when my concern started. No, I never understood why I had a chauffeur, and I saw some kids in the streets working instead of going to school. That was one of my first concerns when I was like 11, 12 years old. Why? Why I have all this? And there's people like me that have nothing in my country, in the same city that I live in.
Vanya is known as one of Peru's top social entrepreneurs. She's attracted a lot of attention because of the success of her dance and leadership schools. Dance, especially ballet, has been a big part of Vanya's life since her childhood.
I started with acrobatics when I was 3 years old. But I got scared when I was 6 years old because I was doing a flip and I fall down. And so my parents, they said, okay, you're going to try ballet. But I hated it because imagine doing flip-flops and, you know, big jumps and turning to pliés, grand pliés, and feel that I fall in love when I touched the theater for the first time. You know, it was like making magic real for me.
After reaching the top of her profession in Peru, Vanya left Lima for London and in the process ditched Swan Lake for hip-hop. But it wasn't all plain sailing. Vanya was turned down at most casting calls in London. Dealing with rejection was something new, but Vanya says it helped her appreciate the ups and downs her dancers go through at auditions.
I wanted to explore, you know, another stuff, get deeper, you know, and to discover what dance can give me. So I decided to go and to try, and it was very hard. It was no after no after no after no. That was very hard for me. It was very, very hard, actually.
In 2004, Vanya returned to Peru for a holiday. One day, sitting in traffic, something unusual caught her eye.
That was when everything changed for me, because every day I was going to the theater, which is downtown Lima. And in my way to the theater, I met these guys doing acrobatics in the middle of the streets. That's when my story makes a change.
Vanya didn't just change her life, she turned it upside down. She quit her job as principal dancer with Ballet Ireland and moved back to Lima to try and help the disadvantaged. She set up the D1 dance school and put out a casting call in one of Lima's poorest neighbourhoods. She expected only a handful of kids to show up.
There were more than 100 kids, you know, waiting for me. Why they were believing in me, you know? And I was also a girl, and they were all boys, actually. There were no girls in that audition. And I thought, if I teach them contemporary or ballet, they are never going to come. So I have to pick a language that is going to be attractive for them. So I said, I'm going to pick hip-hop. And I thank so much all those hours that I spent in Pineapple Studios in London when I had free time, and I said, you know, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try some hip-hop, some popping, some locking with Jimmy Williams here in Pineapple, you know. And I said, you know, and this is funky music, and it's going to be easier with them because they're in the middle of the streets. They were doing some breakdance also. So I said, you know, it's going to be perfect. And also the hip-hop culture is a culture of peace, and it's a culture of respect.
Vanya targeted areas with few resources, high crime rates, and an embedded drug and gang culture. She wanted to show the children they could choose a different path.
They have no opportunities. In the hoods, it's full of gangs because, of course, they live in a lot of violence. Usually, 98% of them they live within violence and domestic violence, and that's why gangs work so well, because you belong, they feel like they are in family, and then if you want to stay in the family, then you have to kill, you have to do this and that. Well, D1 works like that, but in the good way. So we work like a family in these places, you know, within the community.
¿Te gusta esta música?
Sí, ¿quieres crear un acordeo con eso?
Podría ser.
¿Está bueno?
Sí, ¿no?
One of those young recruits is Eddie Revilla, who comes from a tough neighborhood in Lima. He joined Vanya's school when he was 13 and says dance has changed his life.
Antes yo no podía mirar a los ojos a las personas. Era muy tímido, era muy cohibido.
Before, I couldn't even look people in the eyes. I was very shy and introverted. I didn't have much to do with people. I was afraid because of the violence in our society. It's very risky here in Lima. I believe that D1 and dance changed my life. It gave me a sense of security, which is what I needed. I confronted my fears. So this is what dance has done for me.
Enfrentar mis miedos. Eso para mí, la danza me ayudó mucho.
Eddie used to spend his days out on the streets in the baking sun doing acrobatic stunts for bored drivers at traffic lights. He was earning good money, as much as $100 a day, but there were risks.
Pasa el semáforo a verde y corres el riesgo de que un auto...
Once those traffic lights turned green, the cars came speeding towards you, and they could hit you. Sometimes a robber would come and take everything you'd earned that day. They've stolen from me. I was involved in a car accident. These are the kinds of things that endanger your life on the streets, but we do it because we need the money.
Ya estás arriesgando tu vida, pero es porque necesitas dinero.
Eddie is now living his dream and is a leading member of D1's professional dance company. He's passing on his skills to the next generation of Peruvian dancers. And like Vanya, he believes that dance has the power to transform lives.
Yo vengo del Callao, donde es un lugar muy peligroso también.
I come from a place that's very dangerous. I have many friends that are in jail right now, or are dead because of drugs. Everybody has a choice, and I made the decision to change my life. Here at D1, they value you and your work. They give you opportunities, but obviously you have to earn them and keep on training. Everyone has dreams, but they shouldn't just stay in the bedroom. You can realize your dreams. You live your dreams day to day, and I believe that you can achieve them by just believing in yourself.
Día a día, yo siento que tienes que valorarse uno mismo.
Migrant families make up 80% of Lima's population, but in the past, the dancers played down their Peruvian heritage because they thought it wasn't cool enough. But Vanya encouraged them to embrace their roots by fusing traditional Peruvian and urban dance styles.
We have a big problem, and it's an identity problem. So when I started with hip-hop because everything that came from outside was better than the inside. But after 1 year, I decided to change the music and just do the hip-hop steps or the house steps or the jazz steps, but do it with our music because it was the same rhythm. So if you see our presentations today, they are all a fusion of what we are as Peruvians, which is we are globalized, we're open to the world, we're receiving all the information that comes from other techniques, but we give value and a lot of value to our own culture, you know?
Vanya's enterprise has expanded and she's opened new schools in the Peruvian cities of Ica and Trujillo. Her next big plan is to take the D1 program into state-run schools so she can reach hundreds of thousands of new children. Do you personally believe you've saved lives, saved children?
I think they changed their life. I gave the opportunity, but they decided. So we broke a big wall between the snobbish girl that comes from a nice place like me, to a boy that comes from Ventanilla that has nothing. So there's no discrimination. We're just dancing in the middle of a circle, being ourselves and be true to each other. So we're not lying. We're saying who we are with the good and with the bad. And we love each other with that.
For DW in Lima, Peru, I'm Dimitri O'Donnell.
DW,